Testament reading comes from Matthew chapter 13, beginning at verse 44. You can find it on page 969 in the Pew Bibles. Matthew 13, 44. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it.
Please be seated. Before I open God's Word this morning, I wanted to say something about this Tuesday's Seniors Friendship Group. You'll see it on the news bulletin. Our speaker is the Reverend Dr. David Claydon. He'll be speaking about the development of Islam. It's a topic on which he is somewhat of an expert. He spoke recently at ARV and to a large number of people. Some who didn't hear him there want to come here, and we'd very much welcome you to come to Seniors Friendship this week. If you want to come and be part of the lunch, although the age of miracles may not be dead, we need to know. And so if you could see Jill Jones or Don Smart, and they might tell you the way the time frame is working if you want to come just to hear David Claydon. But this is a topic that is of great interest to people at the moment, so we encourage you to think about this Tuesday, if you're free, coming to hear David Claydon speak about the development of Islam. Let me pray before I begin. Father, we thank you again for your word. We pray that as we open it this morning, we might be encouraged, challenged, enlightened, in fact, thrilled to hear your word. Father, bless it to us this morning, we pray, for Christ's sake. Amen. The man was digging in a field one day when suddenly he uncovers some treasure buried in the ground. It may seem strange to you, but it wasn't all that strange in Palestine in the first century. The ground was considered a safe place to hide money from invading armies and bandits. You will recall in the parable of the talents, one of the three recipients of the talents thought it prudent to bury his talent in the ground. A few months ago, some road workers in Tel Aviv discovered some treasure buried in the ground by the side of the road which they were widening. Some coins carefully buried for future use. That never ever happened. So what did the man do when he found the buried treasure? So overjoyed was he. He hid it again and then he went off, sold all his possessions and bought the land on which he'd been digging so that it rightfully belonged to him. It must have been quite a catch of money to prompt him to throw caution to the wind, sell everything else he had, and buy this particular plot of land to get his hands on the treasure. Jesus then told a similar story about a pearl trader who searched the marketplaces of the Middle East looking for fine pearls. Most of the pearls in that time came from around the Red Sea area. One day, this man finds a pearl so exquisite, so fine in its shape and its luster, it simply outshone all the rest that he had ever seen. He too sold everything in order to purchase this one pearl. Some say diamonds are a girl's best friend, but in the Middle East at that time, It was pearls that really impressed the ladies. It was pearls that were considered the best thing that you could give somebody if you were really trying to impress them with a nice gift of jewellery. The kingdom of God, said Jesus, is like that pearl, and it's like that treasure. Because when you discover it, you would give anything to be part of it. So that prompts a couple of questions. First one it prompted to me is, what actually is the kingdom of God? Jesus said the kingdom of God is like this. What is the kingdom of God, you might ask? Well, it's not a specific place. When you think of kingdoms, you normally think of places. But you won't ever take an APT tour to the kingdom of God. It's not a specific place. The kingdom of God is anywhere that God is allowed to rule, and everywhere that Christ is acknowledged as the king. That's where the kingdom of God is. It's where God's will is done and his way is followed. And it's what we prayed for already this morning when we prayed, your will be done, your kingdom come. We would long that more and more people would place themselves under the kingship of Christ and recognize him as the supreme ruler and authority. That's the kingdom of God. Well, the kingdom of God, said Jesus, is like these two things. So what are the truths that he was trying to teach us? First one is this. Nothing is of greater worth than being in the kingdom of God. To discover Jesus and to discover his kingdom is to discover the greatest treasure of all, and a treasure that makes everything else seem worthless. Paul the Apostle discovered this, so he could write to the Philippian church, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus Christ my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things, things that I consider rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him. And that word rubbish is talking about worthless refuse or garbage. Paul was saying, everything else I've had I consider as garbage compared to the kingdom of God. Graham Kendrick, the songwriter, in 1993 put these words to music. He wrote a song which went like this, all I once held dear, built my life upon, all this world reveres and wars to own, all I once thought gain I have counted loss, spent and worthless now compared to this. Knowing you, Jesus, knowing you, there is no greater thing. You're my all, you're my the best, you're my joy, my righteousness. And I love you, Lord. All I once thought gain I have counted loss, spent and worthless now compared to this, knowing you. That's what happens when you discover the pearl of great price or the treasure that is buried in the field. Paul could also write to the Ephesian church. To me, he said, the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. There is no greater treasure than knowing Christ, so nothing is too much to sacrifice to be in the kingdom. There are other pearls, however, that you and I might be tempted to hang on to build our lives upon. What pearls would you give up to gain the greatest pearl of all? It could be the pearl of great knowledge and wisdom. Some people spend their life gaining knowledge and wisdom. They think knowledge is the key to their life. Paul wrote to the Colossian church and said, "Of wisdom and knowledge in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." The search for truth should always end in discovering Christ. Then there's the lesser pearls of wealth, fame, and pleasure. How many people do you and I know who seem to spend their life searching for those pearls, amassing wealth, seeking fame, pursuing pleasure, as if that was really what our life should be about? There was a man once who had all those things. He pursued and possessed all those things at the one time. A man named Solomon. And he could say of all those things, because he'd had them, they are meaningless, a vanity, like chasing after the wind. They promised much and they delivered very little. What mattered most, he concluded, was to fear God and to obey him. Religion is also a lesser pearl. Many people think they have found the pearl of life in religion, so they become very religious people. They do things to themselves, they give up things, they are part of a religion, a man-made religion. They have a spirit of religion, and as if they think religion somehow is the pearl of great price. But be very assured, the pearl of great price is our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom. And to be in that kingdom of God with Christ as your king, you have found the pearl of great price. The question is, are there some here today still looking for the pearl of great price? You may have tried some of these things. You may still be looking to find that key, that satisfaction that comes, that joy that comes from finding the pearl of great price. There are two other things that these parables help us to understand. Firstly, people come to the kingdom in different ways. People discover the treasure of Christ by different ways. Some discover it seemingly by chance. The man who discovered the treasure in the field wasn't particularly looking for treasure when he set out that day. He was just digging away and he found it. Can you think of anyone like that? He was going about his daily work and he found the treasure. Matthew, one of the 12, certainly came into the kingdom that way. I'm sure when he got up that morning and went to his little stall where he collected taxes on behalf of the Romans, he didn't have in his mind that day a Jewish Messiah. But Jesus walked past his booth and said, "Come, follow me." But that day he discovered a greater treasure than even a tax collector could ever amass. I think of a man named Neville, one of my former parishioners. He came into the kingdom one day. It was a big surprise. He was a member of my church. I visited them one day. His wife was a member, but I'd heard that his mother was dying of cancer in a city far away. I went to visit in case I could perhaps put them in touch or put his mother in touch with the minister in this other town. While his wife was out making a cup of tea, just out of the blue, he said to me, "A man's got to make a commitment, I guess." I said, "Yes. What's wrong with talking about it now?" "Nothing, I suppose," he said. "So, well, let's talk about what sort of commitment you were going to make and to whom. That day, he came into the kingdom and he discovered a treasure, and he's still walking with the Lord to this day. Now, he didn't invite me up to put him in touch with a minister in a faraway town. He hadn't asked me to come, I just came. He discovered the pearl of great price that day. What he didn't know is somebody had been praying for him for years, the previous rector. Well, I rang him up to tell him. He said, I've been praying for that man for 10 years. But as far as Neville was concerned, the pearl of great price came to him unexpectedly that day. Some find it that way. It's a sudden discovery, and they give their lives to Christ. Others search for it for a long time before they find the pearl of great price. The Apostle Paul is a good example of that. He was a devoutly religious man who was searching for something for many years. He came into the kingdom via Tarsus, where he grew up as a boy. He was taken to a school for elite Jewish boys in Jerusalem to really learn about the Jewish religion. He became a very religious person. You can read his biography in the Bible. He was really the Jew of all Jews. Nobody could fault him. But he hadn't found the pearl of great price until he came to the Damascus Road that day. And he found really what he was looking for when he was confronted head on by Christ. I think of a man named Peter in one of my congregations. He knocked on my door one day. He was searching. He'd returned from Vietnam some years before to discover that his father had divided up the family property rather unequally. And for farmers, you'd really need a certain size piece of property to make it work. And his brother had been given the larger size and he'd been given a smaller amount. And he was, I guess, recovering from the war. He came home to find he'd sort of been diddled out of what he thought was his. He began searching for truth and for answers to his life. His search brought him to my door one day, told me that he was looking for something. He said, I'm reading The Power of Positive Thinking. What do you think of that? And I said, well, I think it's probably got a couple of good things in it, but it won't give you the answer that you're searching for. You won't find it there. What you're looking for, you will find in the Bible. That's where you ought to be searching. I gave him some literature. I talked to him about finding Christ. And within a week or so, he'd committed his life to following Christ. And about a week or so later, his wife followed suit. And he's still walking with the Lord. And I think of the search that led him to my door one afternoon. I'll never forget that afternoon. I didn't know him from a bar of soap. He just knocked on my door, lived on a property. Is there a greater joy than watching somebody discover the pearl of great price? Which again leads me to ask the question, have you found the pearl of great price? Maybe you're still searching for it. Maybe you've been coming with your spouse to this church. Maybe you've been coming on your own. Maybe you've been a religious person for many years, but you've never really found Christ. See, the pearl of price, great price is not religion, it's not church going, it's not racking up points with God in heaven, it's discovering Christ as your Lord and Saviour. That's the pearl that you give everything else up for. That's the pearl of great price. That's the thing that Jesus said, discovering the kingdom of God is like that. So what have we learnt today? Firstly, God's kingdom is living under God's rule. Secondly, nothing in this world is of greater worth than discovering the pearl of great price. There's nothing you can do in this world, nothing you can achieve, no honours you can get, which are greater than discovering the pearl of great price. Like the Apostle Paul, we should consider the rest as rubbish. All the treasures of this world are to be found in him. Secondly, we discover that people come to the kingdom in different ways and over different periods of time. I can tell you stories of people who've come into the kingdom in their 80s, who've been searching all their life, and suddenly they discover the pearl of great price, and it just transforms their life. They may have been carefully searching for the truth, trying all these things. But if you have people who you pray for who haven't quite found it, who've tried everything else, keep praying for them. And if you haven't found it yet, let me say to you, your Heavenly Father is waiting. Jesus said some beautiful words in Luke 12. He said to the people, "Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom." God wants you to discover the pearl of great price. He wants to give you the kingdom. He wants you to be part of it. So if you haven't found it yet and you're still searching, just keep searching and looking and trying and asking questions and talking to people who can help you find the pearl of great price. Let me pray. Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, whom to discover is life eternal, whom to discover is to discover the kingdom, whom to discover is the best pearl of all, the greatest treasure that we could have, treasure that no one can take away. Father, we pray for any, just any that might be here, or any of our family who we know haven't found it yet. Oh Lord, we pray that it might be your good pleasure to give them the kingdom, that they might come still and discover that pearl for themselves. Father, we thank you for those of us who have discovered Jesus. Father, continue to bless us as we seek to live in his kingdom, for we pray it in his name. Amen.